Wing TV, with Victor Thorne and Lisa Giuliani. The revolution is being televised.
Hello, it's Wednesday, June 1st, and you're watching Wing TV. I'm Lisa Giuliani.
And I'm Victor Thorne. Welcome to Wing TV. We have a lot of things to cover, so we're jumping right into it today. First off, we're going to appear on Visigoths from the Grassy Knoll radio show tonight at 6 o'clock. Now, the show starts at 5 o'clock. You'll have a guest on the first hour, then we'll be on the second hour. So tune into the whole show because Viz, as we said yesterday, is one of the best shows.
And he's one of our favorite people.
Right.
And his website is visigoth.com.
Yeah, you can find the direct link right on the Wing TV homepage under the lead article on the right-hand side. Also, we have two new books that we're offering, and we don't, if you notice, we don't offer many new books on this site because we only want the very best of what's out there, and two books were recently published that fit that category. First is The New Jerusalem by Michael Collins Piper. I'm one of the best writers.
Always a hard hitter, right out of the park.
Yeah, one of the best writers in the country, in the world, and also Thieves in a Temple.
Andre Eglashon.
Right, and he's appeared on our show, we've appeared on his, and if you want to find out about economics in this country and the Federal Reserve, this book is a must. It's very concise.
This guy has it nailed.
He does. So go to the Wing TV homepage, order the bookstore. They're right there. And as I said, we don't put many new books up there because we have a very high standard, but these are two of the best that have come out. So take a look. Also now, the Alex Jones censorship scandal continues to grow. Mr. Thomas Holbrook just published his main newsletter, and this is five pages. Three of the pages involve Alex Jones and his scandal, and also the interview that Holbrook did with us on Wing TV here. And I'll tell you what, this guy does some hard-hitting journalism. He digs.
Yeah, he's been digging around. He's an independent 9/11 researcher, and he wanted to get to the bottom of this. And so this is his perspective on what's going on with this situation. We did. I did post yesterday's article that we wrote on APFN. And got a response from somebody anonymously, of course.
That was the article about the truth movement and
having
voices
a conscience.
Of conscience.
Right. And this person poses the question to us, what's our agenda? We've stated very openly from the beginning what our agenda is. Our agenda is to expose the phonies, not just in the government and the mainstream, but in the alternative movements as well. Everybody out there, we need to hold ourselves to a higher standard, hold the bar higher. We have to be better than them or we are just like them.
Right. Our agenda isn't very complicated. We want to tell the truth about what's going on in the world, and we want to expose phonies in all walks of life.
And
in the government.
I hope these people that are posing all these questions to us are spending 1% of their time sending Alex Jones and Jeff Rent some questions, too.
Right. Now, in Holbrook's article here, in his newsletter, he not only covers the censorship, but he also goes into how GCN was formed, how they stole their equipment, about the lawsuit that ensued, which GCN lost. Also, an individual down in Texas that was involved in a Waco-type siege. Where
John
he was,
Gray.
John
family.
Gray. And he gave only one person permission to come into his home and film. That was Alex Jones. But under the agreement that these films would only be shown on a Jones documentary.
After the siege was over.
Right, after it was over. Well, what does Alex Jones do? He goes out and he sells these tapes to 2020, to ABC.
Essentially selling out a Christian patriot family, which really constitutes most of his audience.
Right, and this puts this family in even more danger because it shows the authorities now the layout of his house, where they are. And it's just inexcusable. Also, Holbrook proves what we've been saying for 2 years now, that Alex is going into the articles on his site and censoring them, altering them. He went into the Wayback Machine and proved it. So this guy's doing some good work.
Hats off to Thomas Holbrook.
Yeah.
This is enclosed in his May edition of his newsletter, which we're going to be running on our website.
Yeah, we're going to put it as a news update today and also as the lead article tomorrow. So Holbrook should be an example to everybody else out there that if you dig and you have some courage, you can get this information out there to a wider audience.
Right,
so,
keep your eyes open.
Yeah, thumbs up to him. One last thing before we get started, Lisa. I was listening to Mike Gallagher today. Now, there's a lot of things going on in the world, don't you agree? A lot of very vital, important
issues.
So what
was it today? Mike has a hang now?
No, what he's doing now is he's having on his website a contest for the world's prettiest pup, the world's prettiest dog. He wants everyone to send the pictures in. And guess what one of the prizes is? a Gallagher's Army pooper scooper. I'm not making this up. I swear to God.
He's really hit bottom.
He's at worse than bottom. This is, I mean, with everything going on, the war and the threat of economic collapse and on and on and
on. Depleted uranium.
Yeah, depleted. He's given people pooper scoopers for their dog pictures. It's unbelievable.
I'm at a loss. I can't
even. It was beyond words. Now, the big news, of course, Deep Throat. What do you make of it?
All of a sudden, W. Mark Felt.
Yep.
Used to be second in command at the FBI. Turns out he's the Deep Throat source.
Now, my impression of this is actually that it's anticlimactic. Because when you think of, in the last 30 years, all the people who've been listed as
Diane Sawyer.
Right. All these possible candidates. There's Alexander Haig, Diane Sawyer, Pat Buchanan, David Gergen, Henry Kissinger.
Donald Duck.
Yeah, Gerald Ford, even George Bush Sr. was listed. So when we get a guy named W. Mark Felt that no one has ever heard of, it's kind of anticlimactic. And the thing about this is, you know, kids that are going to college right now, or even, you know, kids in their 20s and early 30s don't remember Watergate.
Yeah,
they don't remember.
In 1999, the same man, Mark Felt, denied he was the source. So what's the point of coming out now?
Well, the point is now is that his family wants to cash in on this. I mean, the guy's 91 years old. He's going to die soon. So they want to get the memoirs written down so they can get the book out of it. So that part's, you know, pretty easy. But I remember back in the early 70s when they were televising these Watergate trials. And it didn't seem like most of the other kids in the neighborhood, we'd be out playing baseball all day, whatever. It didn't seem like most of them cared about it. But I remember being fascinated by
this
whole
thing. I remember watching Nixon on TV when I was a little girl saying goodbye to everyone.
Right. And there were all these fascinating characters like Nixon himself, Henry Kissinger, E. Howard Hunt, Gordon Liddy, Ehrlichman, Haldeman, John Dean. And it was this huge soap opera that was playing out right in our living rooms. And
I get one account of this story. According to the Washington Post, Felt wondered if he was a hero for bringing the truth out or if he was a turncoat who betrayed his government, his president, and the FBI. I don't know if you have to really worry about betraying the FBI. I mean, it's just a liar's club right there.
Yeah. And some people are calling Felt a hero. Others are calling him a rat fink and a betrayer. The point is Nixon, you know, Nixon was brought down by the powers that be. They used the Washington Post to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And he set an example. First of all, an example was set by John Kennedy, that if you step outside the lines really bad, you get shot in the head. If you step outside the lines a little bit, you just get brought down by the Washington Post. Mm-hmm. And Nixon was an example of that.
He still suffered in some way because he was passed over. He was supposed to be the next head of the FBI, and he got passed over for somebody else. So it's possible that, you know, that had something to do with it.
Yeah. Now, today, the Dutch are going to vote on the EU Constitution. And by all indications, what are they going to vote?
No.
That's right. So this will be now the second country.
The Dutch are fed up.
To vote no. And it seems like from interviews with people in the Netherlands, they're given three reasons. First, they don't want to lose their sovereignty. Second, it's an economic issue.
Right.
Because they see that ever since this European Union was formed, that more and more their jobs are being outsourced to either Asia or to these Soviet satellite
countries.
And they
don't feel that it's evolving into the EU that they were promised way in the beginning.
And finally, they flat out say they don't want a European super state because it's becoming too big for them and it'll just overshadow everything. Now,
let's hope they do vote no.
Oh, I think they will. And if this, you know, the French pretty much already, you know, put the dagger through its heart, but this will be even more icing on the cake, so good for them.
Yeah, they want those neocons out.
Yeah. Now, as we've said many times in the show, we rarely watch network television, but we turned on Hannity and Combs last night for, what, about 20 minutes?
A disgusting, sickening 20 minutes.
Yeah, and we don't know which one's worse. One day we think Hannity's worse, the next day we think Combs is worse, and they're both just atrocious. They're just so awful. But they were talking about this poll. And everyone knows how we feel about polls here is we don't even think any polls are ever taken. It's just a conditioning device to make people think that's how they're supposed to feel about a certain issue. Well, they said that if Hillary Clinton runs in 2008, now get this, folks, that 33% of conservatives would vote for her. 33% of conservatives. Now, this is so outlandish that it's laughable. I mean, they'd be lucky if 2% of conservatives voted for her. And I'll be honest with you, Lisa. I can't understand how even one person, even one, would vote for her.
Even Bill.
Yeah, even Bill Clinton. I mean, it's like if somebody told me that they could stand out on our sidewalk and jump to the moon, it would be inconceivable to my brain, okay? It's the same way as if somebody said they would vote for Hillary Clinton, for even dog catcher.
Well, did you hear about this? There's another new book. Actually, I read about two or three new books coming out about Hillary. How timely, huh?
Yeah.
But this one is being rushed into print months in advance. It's called The Truth About Hillary, What She Knew, When She Knew It, and How Far She'll Go to Become the President. It's written by Edward Klein, who's a former New York Times magazine editor-in-chief. He also wrote The Kennedy Curse and some other bestsellers. So this isn't just your normal, like, Kitty Kelly, like, hit piece book. This is some really damning stuff that the revelations in it are said could possibly sink her bid for the presidency in 2008. Gee, what could we possibly find out that we don't already think?
Yeah, now that one's being rushed into print. There's also another book by a woman named Candace Jackson. And before we get to that book, yeah, we have to think. Think for a minute, folks. Don't be swayed by this amnesia that takes effect as time goes on. Think of the Clinton scandals. MENA, Arkansas. The Clinton body count.
Right.
All the people that have been murdered. Remember Bill Clinton, the sexual predator. Think about their phony marriage. This marriage is nothing except a marriage of political convenience and opportunism. Think about the psycho fits that both of these people, I mean, Hillary is just out of her mind, insane, throwing ashtrays and coffee cups and drawing blood. I mean, she's nuts. Think about the extremism of both of them. Now, there's very few people anywhere in this country that support partial birth abortion, where they pull the baby's entire body out of the womb except for the head. Then the murderous abortion doctor takes a pair of scissors and plunges it through the baby's temples. Then they put this vacuum in and suck the baby's brains out until its head collapses. Both Bill and Hillary support this practice. I mean, can you believe it? These are extremists to the far realms.
I wonder she even gave birth since she believes in that stuff.
Yeah. And now here's another thing, Lisa. Think about this. Since 1976, there's been either a Dole, a Bush, or a Clinton on every single presidential ticket, either as a presidential nominee or a vice president. And in 76, it was Dole. 80, it was Bush. 84, Bush. 2000, Clinton. 2004, or wait, 96, Clinton. 2000, Clinton. 2004, 2000, Bush. 2004, Bush. And then if Hillary runs, that's 2008, 2012. And then if Jeb Bush runs, that's 2016 and 2020.
There's no way out.
Yeah, so this would be a span of 44 years where there would either be a Dole, a Bush, or a Clinton on the ticket. That's almost half a decade. And you know what I want? I want a president and a vice president that's not a Bush and not a Clinton.
Can we start rioting now?
I mean, is that too much to ask for?
This book by Klein is said to prove that Hillary lied in her book, her autobiography, called Living History, which a lot of people call Lying History.
Right.
It's said to prove that she lied in that book, which wouldn't be a far stretch of the imagination by any means. So I can't wait to see that book.
Yeah, now there's another one coming out by a woman named Candace Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
And this is an explosive book, too. And before anyone jumps to conclusions and thinks, oh, well, Candace Jackson's just part of this far right-wing conspiracy, she describes herself as a libertarian feminist.
Right.
Okay, so that's not someone I would think that's in the right, you know. But she goes on to say in this book that after all of Bill Clinton's sexual dalliances and all the times he got in trouble, that every single time Hillary jumped in as the pit bull
to intimidate his accusers.
Right. She went out and threatened the accusers, intimidated them. She was in the inner circle of people that plotted how to destroy these people. She would give them zero credibility. She would use scare tactics. She would discredit them, bribe them, audit them with the IRS, threaten them, intimidate them. And, you know, she said she was right in
Rocco. Hillary Rocco.
Yeah. And, You know, Candace Jackson goes on to call Clinton, Bill Clinton, a sexual abuser, mm-hmm. and even a misogynist. A misogynist is someone that hates women. Then she goes on to say that Hillary is such a viper when it comes to protecting their political careers
right.
that she would even...
destroy other women.
Right, destroy other women, and she classifies Hillary as a misogynist, too, as someone who hates women. And all we have to remember back to is Juanita Broderick, mm-hmm. Kathleen Willey, Jennifer Flowers, and on and on and on. And you know what I'm going to do is I'm going to start posting these articles. I think we're going to make a link on our site. And it's going to be like a Stop Hillary Now link. And if anyone out there has articles about Hillary, send them our way. Because we're going to remind people on this show mm-hmm. that there's no way that we can allow this woman to get into the White House.
No.
It's beyond comprehension.
Exactly.
So
the president's supposed to meet with the Vietnamese prime minister this month, June 21st. And the Vietnamese prime minister is going to be bringing with him, along with his entourage, 80 business people looking for partners. What do you think about that?
Well,
with our normalized Vietnamese relations, what about our MIA POWs?
Yeah.
How about talking about that?
Well, it looks like they're just looking for more slave labor.
This is really angering and disappointing a lot of Vietnamese Americans. I can just imagine how many of our vets feel and their family.
Well, I think the multinational corporations are looking at it that now that China is getting a little clout, you know, their workers actually are going to make, instead of 60 cents a week, a dollar a week or something, that this is making their labor too high a price.
Right.
So they have to find more.
Uh-huh.
You know, maybe they can pay
these
guys.
Yeah, we have one representative of a tyrannical regime meeting with another representative
right.
of a tyrannical regime.
Yeah.
That's what Bush is. He's a tyrant.
Yeah. Now, before we go out today, Lisa, I want to remind everyone, take a look at the Wing TV homepage. It's an article called Rents and Jones
mm-hmm.
Are Fooling Their Audience, or Making Fools of Their Audience. And this article is so timely because what it does is lately Rents and Jones have been telling people that we're COINTEL, we're agents, we work for the government. And see, none of these people, Rents and Jones, none of them have the guts to come out and say it to our faces, of course. What they're doing is telling it to Rents columnists behind their back, or they're whispering about it on
right.
their show.
So what we suggest you do is this.
Yeah.
Demand they prove what they're saying.
Yeah.
Now, Alex Jones likes to make a big to-do that he has documents to verify all the information that he tells you.
About the New World Order.
Right. And we would assume that Rents would not be any less, you know, respectable than that, right?
And so, if somebody is talking about the New World Order, it's a good policy that they have the documents to back it up.
Right.
But
So, if we're government agents, we would like to see the documentation to verify this, to prove this, because we know we're not agents.
Right.
But now we want to see them put their money where their mouth is. We want to see their proof that we're government agents, and we want them to do that publicly and show you as well.
These guys...
including Kerwin and Alistair Wiggins and Mr. Anonymous.
Well, those are all Wiggins and Anonymous,
right.
all Jeff Rentz,
right.
of course. But read this article, and we prove... We invite anyone, especially Jones and Rents, to come here and see what our life is.
Right.
Here's what we do. 6 days a week, Lisa and I get up at 3:30 in the morning. I work 45 to 50 hours a week. Then we work all afternoon and end of the night on Wing TV and writing articles, updating our page, so forth. And we took this bus out to Oklahoma City and back. Now, do you think of getting up at 3:30 in the morning, 6 days a week. Especially in the wintertime when there's 8 inches of snow out there, it's 10 degrees above zero. Do you think if we're high-priced government intel agents, we're going to be doing this?
And just the
Come
fact
on.
That Victor and I have to even account for what we do in our daily life
shows
how you've been suckered without even questioning seriously the information they're giving you. Right now, the information that you're being provided by Alex Jones and Jeff Rentz regarding us
is
pure disinformation
right.
and nothing but.
You know what they're doing, folks?
And you're not even questioning that they're doing that.
You know what they're doing? They're making fools of you. Each and every one of you. They don't have enough respect for
That's
you.
That's why some of these people, they're writing to me, Victor, and they're saying, don't talk down to your audience like we're stupid.
We
well,
never
if you're
going
to believe stuff like that without questioning it, without making them prove this information to you, then what are you?
Yeah, I don't think we've ever talked down to the people that watch this show because we actually have respect for the people.
And we're answering your questions. Right. Why don't you get Alex Jones to answer some of these questions?
Yeah. I mean, if they want to call somebody disinfo, then show us the proof. That's easy to do.
It's distractionary because they don't want to answer the questions, so they'd rather point fingers at us. We've stuck to the issues, and the issues are on the table.
Yeah.
So their response is to call us government agents, to call us Mossad, to call us COINTELPRO. Yeah.
It's very, very low. And my respect for especially Jeff Renz couldn't be lower, because this guy is as spineless as anybody is. He hides behind his microphone.
Tell them
he
to won't prove come it. Out. Tell them to prove it.
Either prove it or tell them
the
to
onus
shut up.
Is on them.
You know what? And now with Thomas Holbrook printing this expose on Jones, the word is spreading. It's on APFN, the American Patriot Friends Network. It's going everywhere through the internet. People are finding out about this. And you know what? They're wising up.
What's our agenda? Our agenda is to tell the truth. What's their agenda?
People don't like to be made fools of. And when they see this crap that Jones and Renz are peddling, they start realizing, you know what? They're making fools of us, because they expect us to buy this stuff. And you know what? Good for you guys, because you're not buying it. And
the few of you that are believing it, I would suggest you ask them for the proof.
Yeah, I mean, I feel sorry for those that do so. Anyways, folks, tune in to Viz's show tonight. It'll be on from 5 o'clock to 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Keep your eyes open. There's a lot going on.